USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Technically, you can call it a heat wave. The Midwest and East Coast regions can expect to see temps remaining well above normal for this time of year. Forecasters say Monday through Wednesday will be the warmest stretch in many parts. In some places, those temps will average about 40 degrees above normal. There could also be some dangerous severe thunderstorms as a low pressure system sweeps west to east across the country. Early Monday, out ahead of the storm front, plain states from Nebraska to West Texas are dealing with high winds and wildfire watches. Compromise legislation on foreign aid is still coming together in the U.S. House in Washington. Two of the biggest proponents, one lawmaker from each party, continue working to bring it before the full House for a vote.
We are forcing this bill to the floor to make sure that everybody acts because, as President Zelensky said, they have weeks and not months.
Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, on with CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, pitching the bill to voters. So was Democratic Congressman Jared Golden of Maine.
The votes are there to support Ukraine and our other allies, Israel, Taiwan, and I think that the votes are there on border security as well.
The House compromise aid bill was a cheaper version of the $95 billion measure passed by the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate earlier this month. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has not made any announcement of his support behind it. And a widely anticipated Republican primary election victory is made official over the weekend for Donald Trump in South Carolina. The former president rode a wave of support for the win on Saturday.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
However, Nikki Haley says she will remain in the race.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The U.S. is urging caution and prudence as Israel eyes an advance into the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan explained the nature of the location and the people inhabiting it now that the entire region's been a war zone the past several months.
We're talking about more than a million people who have been pushed into this small space in Gaza. It's also the area where all of the humanitarian assistance comes into Gaza to serve all of Gaza.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan said the White House has made it clear to Israel the U.S. will only support a major military operation in Rafah if there's a specific plan guaranteeing the civilian safety there. The governor of Georgia writing a letter to President Biden demanding information about the illegal immigrant from Venezuela who crossed into the country in 2022, the man now accused of assaulting and murdering a nursing student at the University of Georgia. Laura Winters reports.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp expressing outrage, demanding a response to questions surrounding the immigration status of the arrested suspect in the murder of Laken Riley.
Astronomers have recently revealed the discovery of new moons orbiting Neptune and Uranus. Published by the International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center, the announcement includes the identification of the first new moon observed around Uranus in over 2 decades. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.